This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. You may have noticed a few more for sale signs in your neighborhood lately. I certainly have. And the numbers back us up. Realtor.com says active real estate listings rose 19% in June from a year ago as more sellers look to cash in on record high home prices and would-be buyers balk at higher mortgage rates. All this suggests what had been a nearly impossible housing market for many first-time buyers may be easing up. For a view from the ground, we called up Amanda Pullman, a broker at Keller Williams Living in the Cleveland, Ohio area, to see how her clients are faring.
Well, if they haven't got exhausted with losing so many homes, there is definitely a reprieve. However, the interest rates are in some cases kind of almost pushing them out of the market. So our first-time home buyers definitely have more of a opportunity to win in multiple offer situations. And that's the good news. But I think, you know, what the feds have done with the rates and slowing down inflation has definitely pushed some people out of being able to afford homes.
And what are you hearing from sellers who may have been hoping to cash out at the top of the market, or at least when prices were very high? Are they starting to lower prices and maybe do a little bit more to try to encourage sales?
Yes, they don't know necessarily that the top of the market is behind us. You know, what used to be, let's say, 7 days on the market might now be 21 days on the market. But the opportunity with the realtors is to have that conversation with sellers that it could be longer. So sellers are still a little bit kind of pie in the sky with what they think they can get for their homes. And that's going to be a little bit more of a wake-up call for some of them that are priced wrong for this moving and correcting market.
When I called you up the first time, it was for a story about so-called love letters. People shopping for homes, yes, finding so much competition and trying to set themselves apart by writing, you know, heartfelt letters to the sellers about how great they would be as buyers of this home. And, you know, a practice you actually discourage because of the potential fair housing implications. But I wonder, I mean, this was also happening at a time when people were waiving contingencies, you know, waiving the right to even an inspection to buy a house just because of the competition. Has that eased up a bit?
Oh, I would say it hasn't yet, but it should.
Wow.
Because, yes, we've had quite a few months of waiving inspections and covering appraisal gaps. We listed 5 houses last week, and we're seeing that the showings are down and the offers are down. So what used to get 12 to 15 offers might now only get 1 to 3 offers. So we are definitely seeing a slowdown in the amount of buyers that are looking and bidding on homes. So the love letter situation, the appraisal gaps and the waiving inspections, really, I hope, is a thing of the past, because down the road, that could open up a whole can of worms for everyone when they don't do inspections or they're overpaying way more even than the bank thinks it's worth if they're using a lender.
What's your day-to-day like in this market as there's kind of a shift? What kind of conversations are you having with your clients?
So with sellers, it's an expectations conversation. If there's motivated sellers, and same with motivated buyers, if they really have to sell or have to buy, the conversation is just to be smart and to make sure that if they really do, for example, with a buyer, love a house, that they are at least doing inspections for informational purposes. And if they're using a lender, that they're not being kind of too pie in the sky with the appraisal gaps, so that they have some sort of expectation with where they're going to end up when they finally settle on the price of the house, if they're the winner. And making sure that everyone who's kind of been exhausted with this market kind of tones it down, and then finding the motivated are the most important people for realtors to be working with. Really, the numbers don't lie. And we can see as realtors that the market is correcting and the days on market is going up. Price reductions are coming in, and it's opening up for the buyers a little bit more opportunity to get a house and not lose so many times, because that's been very difficult for a lot of buyers.
Amanda Pullman is a broker at Keller Williams Living in the Cleveland area. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Amy.